Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes!
Your favorite half breakfast pastry, half all day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh my. Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you. Shh. Do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
KILT. KILT FM HD2. Houston. Your home for the latest information on The Standoff. Between Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans. Play here. An Odyssey station.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, sickos. This is Shagun.
What's up, Shagun?
How you doing this morning?
I'm here, man. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Well, let's get rolling. Our sponsors today, Texan Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, Waymore Silencers, Bauman Marine Service, the Godfish Expo, Boyd's One Stop, Mainstream Marketing, and the CCA Star Tournament. All right. Looking at weather, Galveston right now, 74 down on the island. Today, not much rain in the forecast. Partly to mostly cloudy, though. High of 79. Winds will be southeast, 15 to 25 miles per hour. And tonight, mainly cloudy, low around 75, southeast 15 to 25 again. And then for tomorrow, few rain chances coming back, becoming windy. Well, it's 25 and windy enough. They want to put southeast 20 to 30 in there. That rain chance is about 40% with a high near 80. So, tides for today. If you liked yesterday's tides, you got them again today. We're on a one tide schedule. We're on a low right now. It's a negative 0.1, and then we have a high at the Galveston Channel at 9:20 a.m. It's a 1.6. 6:27 a.m. is sunrise, 8:04 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 7%. And looking at current conditions, the buoy offshore 22 nautical miles east of Galveston showing a southeast wind at 16, gusting to 20, air temp 74, water temp 76, and at Eagle Point and Morgan's Point, it's 73 degrees with 77 degree water, southeast winds at 8 to 10, barometric pressure. There it is. Well, let's roll on over to Sabine Lake and let's get fired up with Bill Watkins this morning, get things rolling. Bill, good morning. How are you, man? Good morning, Bill.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I got you there. I mean, you hit that button and it went silent. I went, oh.
Yeah. We dumped him already. What's up, bud?
Getting well, if it ain't blowing, we ain't going. That's sure. All I got to say.
You got it.
I'm back here turning the battery on in this boat, and I'm fixing to get in the truck and drive off.
Yep. Well.
End of the sunrise.
That's it. Getting an early start this morning.
see if the power pole beeps at me. Yeah,
I heard the power pole beep. I know that familiar sound. Turning the Perco on.
That's right. Fixing to get in here and drive out of the driveway right now.
Yeah, you want to turn that on that way. If you hit your power pole button, it'll go down while you're driving down the highway. And
absolutely.
Then you got old Nubby back there when you get to your fishing hole. Boy, how many times has that been done over the years?
Well, twice by me.
You've done it twice?
I've had it happen twice. One time it wasn't from the switch. It was from all the hydraulic oil line broke, and all the oil run out on the highway, and the force of the wind pushed the power pole down.
Right.
And I wouldn't have known it except the lady passed me in a truck and said, "Hey, you got something dragging?" And I said, "Okay." I pulled off the road and I plowed about a 40-yard furrow on the side of the road, and 6 inches of the pole was gone. It was an experience. Then one time I got against the switch and the wind was blowing so hard I couldn't hear the power pole going down. And it went down and I drove 10 miles.
Oh, boy.
And I lost a foot of it that time, but it didn't hurt the fire pole, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Just took the stinger off nice and flush. So on the box, when we were putting that thing in, it said, "Go ahead, test it." Well, I did. They shouldn't taunt me with sayings like that because.
Exactly.
Over at the dealership, over at my dealership, they tell me, "You're the worst there is at breaking stuff. If we want to know if it's any good, we'll just give one to you and let you test it."
Well, so, I know another guy that's probably the ultimate in tackle testing. One Marine dealer nicknamed him Animal back in the day.
Who's that?
Blaine. I mean, Travis goes, "Man, you could tear up an anvil." That's what
I've been
we're here
told
for.
The same thing.
If it holds up for us, hey, it'll last anybody else a lifetime. So that's what it's all about.
That's right. Hey, man, I test them. I really do. I can't help it. You use this stuff enough, and you're going to break something. That's
anything
the way
you
it
use
is.
Repetitively is going to break. You know, reels, anything mechanical like that, it wears out.
That's the truth of it. I mean, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't. Y'all didn't have too much wind over your way, did you, yesterday? I was looking at all the winds on the coast, and it seemed like we had the most wind right here around Galveston for whatever reason. You know, kind of a east-northeast wind. It's cranking pretty good yesterday morning.
That's what we had was a east-northeast. A friend of mine was out there yesterday. I wasn't. He said it was it blew pretty good. And he had to go over to the east side and fish in that fresh water over there to get out of the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out pretty good for him. They caught some nice trout, but not a whole bunch.
Right.
I think they probably had 12 or so.
Right.
And they had to fish hard. And that's just because of that wind direction.
Yeah.
Now, it'll be able to blow hard this morning, and we'll still be able to catch. Because it's southeast now.
Yeah. And once you get a wind blowing off of a shoreline for a period of time, you know, with that fresh water coming down, it'll blow that fresh water off and leave you some clarity along that shoreline. And a lot of times it'll stack the fish up in that clear strip.
Yes.
It's what it used to do for me on the east shoreline all the time.
We have a lot of clear water. We have a lot of clear water that's in the marsh.
Mm-hmm.
And that water, when you get a pretty strong southeast wind and a falling tide, it spreads that clear water. It's salty, too. It spreads it out into
sure.
the lake, and then your fish will turn on again. But we've got lots of marsh over there, lots, miles of it. And when it all runs out
water.
Into the lake. Yes, it does.
It filters and, it.
But we've got two big rivers running pretty high right now.
That's a not, damn shame.
Not at flood stage, but they're running.
Yeah. When are you
so our northern... Break? Our northern reaches would be good for redfish only right now.
Mm-hmm.
It'd even be hard to catch bass up there. And and they love it. But that's the way it is. So I'll fish the areas that like me and let the rest of it hang out.
That's it. Just got to deal with the elements.
Oh, yeah. I'm hoping I get about 2 hours this morning before the wind gets up too strong.
Mm-hmm.
And should be able to catch good. Favorable wind. So. Yeah. It should be. I mean, it blew the last time I was out of the south. Right out of the south. It was humming.
Yeah, you got southeast this morning.
Well, that's sweet southeast. It'll work for you.
Yeah, I'm showing southeast at 9 right now at Johnson's Bayou.
I can live with that.
Port Arthur's 8 out of the southeast also.
I brought me an extra anchor.
Texas Point. Just in case I need it. They're at the close to the pass, you know, Sabine Pass, Texas Point, showing 19 out of the southeast.
Whew.
Yeah,
good grief.
I hate to tell you that one. Rollover showing 16. Well, used to be rollover. And our North Jetty showing 19 sustained out of the southeast right now.
Yeah. Rollover pass, the bridge to nowhere.
Yeah. Well,
but if they get the next big
topless,
hurricane,
it is topless weekend down there on Crystal Beach, so they're all. It doesn't matter how hard it blows.
No,
it looked pretty wild and woolly yesterday. And I saw some, you know, photos that were being sent to me from down there, and they, man,
I know it's crazy. They call it
roll.
The zoo.
Oh yeah,
and that's what it is.
If you're just
but they'll need
run,
that,
run down that way that today thing. To just bird watch or just have a
bird
relaxing
watch.
Time, you might want to go to another beach.
That's for sure. Yeah, better go to the other side of rollover.
Yeah, it won't be too laid back down there this weekend.
No. They have all that go on, and then the residents complain about how crazy it is.
Yeah.
Free
entertainment from your beach house patio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I guarantee you, if I lived down there, I think I'd set me up a telescope on the rail so I could watch and see what insanity goes on.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah, in the morning after, early morning, wind blowing 25 off the Gulf and people laying in the sand drunk. Look like they're dead. Look like dead bodies down there.
They got sand drifts built up against them from laying down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks like an old walrus or something laying down there, you know.
Whoa, what is that? Oh, that's a human.
Oh, that's pretty sad, I got to say.
Well, I'm glad I'm grown up.
Yeah, me too. I've seen some down there that should have been grown up that weren't.
Well, true. Some of them never grow up. I got some friends like that. They're still, their legs are 70, but their hearts are 25.
That's it. You didn't used to see that down there when I was growing up. That was a pretty tame place.
No, our big deal back in the day was Splash Day. Remember? Everybody skip out of school to go down there, and banditos would show up. You know, that was the big deal then. Rolling cars off the seawall.
I suppose there's always been some crazy people around.
Yeah, it's in our nature, I guess. Let me knock this first commercial out, and I'll come back at you, Bill, and you can get situated in your truck. I'll be right back at you, man.
You got it, brother.
All right. Well, folks, Texan Roofing, they're the people I trust. And Texan Roofing, they cover Houston and surrounding areas. And Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do residential and commercial, and Texan Roofing has the Better Business Bureau A+ rating with no complaints ever. And they're also certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available, and most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty. Along with their honest roof inspections, they treat their customers like family with A-plus installers and A-plus management. These are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600, 281-391-9600, or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing. Experience you can trust.
The Texans' expectations are low this season, but the early part of the schedule does look promising.
Two of their more winnable games are in the first 3 weeks.
It's a trio of Jags, Browns, then Panthers.
They're facing teams that either have young quarterbacks or questionable quarterbacks.
Hey, we'll take all the help we can get.
The first month, a little easier, actually a lot easier than last year's first month of the season.
Insider access.
It's almost too easy.
Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
You ever had that feeling in a doctor's office, like the doctor isn't actually listening to you? You'll never get that at Titan T-Center, and that's why I love Titan T-Center. If you are experiencing the symptoms of low testosterone, perhaps your body composition has changed, you've got problems in the bedroom, you don't feel that same drive or motivation at work, it could be low testosterone, go to the people who listen to you, Titan T-Center. You can set your appointment at TitanTCenter.com. Get your levels checked and get feeling a whole lot better. TitanTCenter.com.
Summer is right around the corner. Planning a family road trip? Don't risk driving with squeaky brakes. NewBrakes.com will send a certified technician to your home or office when it fits your schedule to ensure you and your family's safety on the road this summer. Go to NewBrakes.com. That's NewBrakes.com.
Sports Radio 610 wants you to come face-to-face with Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell, Larry Walker, Ron Guidry, Johnny Manziel, Sam Ellinger, Jalen Hurts, Drew Pearson, and many more local and national sports superstars of the past and present. Catch the 35th Annual TriStar Sports Collector Show, Friday, June 4th through Sunday, June 6th at NRG Arena. Buy, sell, and trade with America's top sports collectible dealers. For info, go to TriStarShows.com. That's TriStarShows.com. Don't miss it.
See JohnEagleAccurate.com/blog for details.
There may never be a better time to buy a John Eagle Acura, so why wait? We offer zero down on any car on the lot or make no payments for 90 days. So why wait? And right now, Acura is offering 0% APR, so really, why would you wait? Lease a new 2020 Acura MDX for only $389 a month. Why would anyone wait? Right now, it's easy at Eagle. Easy to browse, easy to buy, easy to service. It's all easy at John Eagle Acura and JohnEagleAccurate.com.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot of. Make any day a payday with the BetQL Day Pass. Unlock all of BetQL's proven analytics, five-star bets, and insider info for just one day so you can make better bets on whatever single day you want. No subscriptions, no strings, all for less than $3. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. It's 4:17 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back to Bill. Bill, we're back. Thanks for holding.
All right. Well, I had an incident the other night at the house. It was more than interesting. My neighbor three pastures over has a red Brangus bull about 2,000 pounds.
Yeah.
Really pretty bull. I mean, he's young, but he's full grown. This guy is standing right outside my north window the other night. And he learned how to jump the fence. And you know how it is with a bull that jumps the fence. You just can't stop him. So he's out there eating my grass, about to step on my septic tank. And I go out there, and I made the mistake of shining a flashlight in his face. And I talked to him because I've had to push him back before to his yard. I said, Red Bull, you need to get on out of here now and go home. I flashed that flashlight in his face to make him kind of move. And all of a sudden, he took off and snorted and run right into my deer feeder that I had standing out there and bent one of the poles in a boomerang shape. Then he turned from that and run into the, I've got a security light on a big pole out there. He hit that security light pole so hard that it busted the bulb out of the fixture. Sparks
Good
went everywhere.
Lord.
The light bulb fell on the ground and it was burning all the way down. It was quite a show. And then he took off into the woods and ran and jumped the fence back into his pasture. So I have the had Jasper Newton Electric come replace my light bulb. And last night at 11 o'clock, I'm trying to go to sleep, and the sheriff's deputies show up, two carloads of them, trying to get Red Bull to go back in his pasture. He was on the highway, making the car stop. It's quite a show with Red Bull.
Well, how do you stop a bull from jumping a fence? I mean...
Well, the only way that you really can do it is take an electric fence wire and pack it off out there 3 or 4 feet from the fence, about waist high, and when he gets up to where his position to jump is, and he knows exactly where he wants to go, he'll contact that wire, and that's the only way you can make him quit. You know, so I've got to tell the neighbor that he needs to move his electric fence off the top of the fence and put it out there in his pasture. And that's because Red Bull has figured it all out.
He got it down now.
He got it down, man. He jumps that fence like a deer.
You know,
no
a good bull will do that.
That's right. How you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Barry?
Well, I'm glad he's a nice bull. You can talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could talk to him. He sticks his tongue out at me and... You know, we have an understanding.
Boy.
But I'm always wondering if he'll do the fight or flight reflex.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping I'm not out in the pasture when he decides to fight.
Nothing
like I'll be like a matador. I'll be like a matador because I can't outrun him. He's something else.
My older brother got his leg broke by a big black Angus heifer one time. Her calf was stuck in a stock pond. And he got on his tractor and ran down the house down there and got off of it and went out there and pulled a calf out of the pond. And the mama attacked him. She didn't like that. Get your hands off the baby. Broke his leg.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, I'm glad it wasn't a bull. He said, man, I'd been better off with my bull than that heifer. She's mean.
Yeah, some of those cows are the meanest ones.
Yeah. Overprotective.
Especially if they got a baby, they're going to hurt you. That's right. They don't like that. You've got to understand that them cows are big and heavy, and they can move like a cat. Ask any cowboy, right?
I heard that.
They've all been injured.
Life in the country.
Life in the country. That's the way it is, man. Shoot, yeah.
At least it wasn't a
never
big
a dull moment. A gator.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a big gator outside your window.
Well, yeah, that could have been too. I have found one in my pond before.
You heard about that big gator on the Fred Hartman Bridge over here?
Yes, I did.
And then there was another one on a highway somewhere else. I'd like to know how that gator made it up that bridge without getting run over, without somebody running over it. I mean, traffic in that area is just, it's unbelievable. Millions of cars.
It's a miracle.
Daily. Yeah, it is. It's a miracle that gator got up there without getting run over.
You just have to appreciate that. I don't know where he thought he was going, but, hey, he was. I guess he's a bridge too far, though.
Yeah, he was headed to LaPorte. I guess he thought his chances were better crossing the bridge than the ship channel, swimming the ship channel. And getting chopped
Hey,
up.
He smelled his girlfriend on the wind, and there he went. That's
something.
Probably what
it's gator season. Oh, well. Well, I hope it's fishing season for you today out there. They caught them pretty good over here yesterday. Everybody I know that went, they weight fished, and they tore them up. They caught a lot of good fish for us these days, a lot of 2 and 3 pound fish, some 4 pounders, but a lot of 2 and 3 pound trout.
Yeah, that's pretty much what the boys did yesterday over here, 2 and 3 pounders. There was It wasn't one of those 45 or 50 fish days, but they all caught pretty good.
They're growing up, nice. You know. We got two and three, four-year-old fish right now, and we just get them through. We may look up in another year or two and have a bunch of 5 and 6 pounders.
That's right. I'm hoping for that.
Catching them fish like that.
It's seeming better to me. I mean, last year.
Well, it could.
Last year,
worse.
I caught nice fish. Yeah. It'll help. And as soon as Louisiana decides to straighten this situation out on their side of the lake, I think the effect will be real good. I'm looking forward to them making up their mind. And, you know, they're talking about a lot of things. After the COVID happened, they quit talking.
Yeah.
I think that they should. They should be past that now and start to think about something else.
They really should.
I noticed they're out there. They're doing net samples on the lake. And they were working at it pretty hard 1 week. About 2 weeks ago, they had their little net boat was out there a lot. And I know they had some gill nets set in a couple of locations. They're trying to assess what they've got. Maybe they'll be able to come up with a plan.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
And all that'll do is help you over there, but.
We
got so lucky with that freeze, you know, just another 12 or 15 hours of those kind of temperatures, we'd have been in trouble.
Well, have you heard any recent reports about how they're catching fish down at? Rock
you know, it's
down
spotty
that
down
way.
There. They've got areas that, you know, it didn't kill all of them, but they've got areas that are holding some pretty decent fish. Redfish is a big deal down there right now. They're catching a ton of reds. But it's certain areas that were deeper water access, those fish were able to harbor in that and survive. Now, the ones on the flats, they just pretty much they got rolled up.
Yeah,
they've got at least they've got something to work with. You know, back in 89 and 83, it was way more disastrous than this one was. I mean, it just one more day of that weather and it would have been a total nuke job on the whole coast.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Redfish too, you know.
Yep. Yeah, as hardy as they are, they're still susceptible as well. So I'm glad that they didn't get totally wiped out, and I'm glad we dodged the bullet. So
we just take care of what we got and let it replenish, and then we'll be back to the good old days again.
Most people over here are getting comfortable with taking Texas limits.
Sure.
And I'm having more and more people from the Texas side that are not expecting to catch 15 trout. To keep 15. And
it sounds like a lot after us going to 5, and then you get east of you over there and they go to 25 of them.
Oh yeah,
that's a lot of fish, man.
Yeah, that is a lot of fish.
It's like crappie limits.
Yeah, it's way too many. But hopefully they'll figure out what they need to do and get it done eventually. They got good biologists over there. They know what they need.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
It's just whether they've got the cojones to do it.
True.
They're gonna have to face the populace, and I know those people are just like people in Texas. They're gonna whine and snivel, and then when they start seeing the results, they're gonna go, "Yeah, that's what I was talking about all along."
Yeah, aren't their commission and their officials over there, they're elected, not appointed, correct?
That's what I understand.
Yeah, that's why it's hard for them to pull the hammer on something like that and drop the limits. Yeah. We'll just vote in the office. I can hear them Cajuns now.
They had a couple of scoping meetings early last year, and it got kind of heated, I think.
You think?
But it did here. It did on our side, too.
Right.
That's like pulling teeth when you tell people you got to have less fish every day. And they go, what? you you and the horse you rode in on.
Yeah.
That's how it works, buddy.
Well, we're blessed to be able to make a living off the public resource like that.
Yes,
and
that's
everybody
right.
Everybody ought to feel fortunate to have that privilege and take care of it, keep themselves in business.
Well, I mean, if I wasn't guiding, it would be real easy for me to go and catch me a mess of trout or flounder or redfish whenever I felt like it. And,
sure.
You know, I wouldn't have to freeze a bunch of them. I could just go and catch them, you know, eat them fresh and go again. That
right.
Gives you some more reason to go.
Spot on.
Not to worry about them freezer burning in the freezer. Just go catch you some fresh ones and, you know, maybe freeze one bag for the when the weather gets bad and go
right.
Again. Yeah. Everybody needs an excuse to go fishing more often.
That's it. Fish more, live longer, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Just don't let it stress you out. Do it for the fun.
That's it. Well, I am stepping out to get gas right now.
Well,
so.
I need to go anyway. We timed this perfect from your house to the
absolutely.
Gas station.
Bill,
if somebody wants to come over and fish with you, Sabine, give them a number, man.
409-673-9211.
Rfishsabinelake.com.
That'll do it, buddy.
All right. Well, you come have a good day out there and go catch them up, my friend.
Yeah, come over here and see what brown water fishing's all about.
Heck yeah, man. Put on a noisy topwater. Make them mad.
<That's> See you,
right.
Buddy.
See you, man. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. And I need to take a moment to tell all the folks about the Belleville Meat Market. If you've never been there, you owe it to yourself to make a stop by there. They're easy to find. They're located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off of I-10 or Hempstead on 290. It's been owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years now. And I know Marcus and Jared and Danny, they're great guys, and they do an impeccable job over there with quality processing. Their processing facility is state-of-the-art. They track all your game from the time you drop it off to you pick it up. That assures you you're going to get back the game you took in that you took good care of. 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from. Award-winning summer sausage, their tamales, dried sticks, dried sausage, all of it. Pan sausage, burger, all of it excellent. And check out their meat market. Great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. If you don't want to make the drive, check them out on the web at BellevilleMeatMarket.com. You can make an online order. They'll ship it right to your door or call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
The Texans host New England in Week 5.
They're looking to beat the Patriots for the third straight year in that building.
What a sweet matchup in H-Town.
Bill Belichick across the field from Nick Caserio.
October 10th. Circle that one on the calendar. Insider access. Exclusive content. Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston, is now Houston's only silencer shop elite dealer. That means they get faster access to new items than any other dealer in the Houston area, like the Dead Air Wolfman and the Q's Jumbo Shrimp Silencers. Both in stock right now, but you better get them quick because these two are flying right off the shelves. And Waymore has the largest in-stock selection of silencers and accessories at prices that can't be beat, and they've got one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. Best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the NFA forms for you. They're located at 15255 Gough Freeway, Suite 167B. That's right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now. Let's check in with the fish dude, old Richard, Catfish Richard. What's up, Richard?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you?
Man, you burning them catfish down, man.
You ain't kidding. Good night. Those rascals are doing good. So
slamming the boat like, up.
I guarantee you we are. Ain't no doubt about that. But that. I mean, goodness, yesterday we were fighting so good, but there were so many mix between small and bigger. And like the morning, we want to keep a bunch of bigger ones. So that's all we did, just sit there and call through. Like I say, we probably caught 150 or so yesterday morning. Yeah, and then yesterday afternoon, it's starting to get too hot. I'm going to quit these dang afternoons. I mean, I thought this was last week. I got another couple of trips in the afternoon I'm going to do, but good night. One of them boys yesterday, he just got too hot. They didn't make it very long. But we still had 28 of them that we kept, and dang, we probably like another 40 or 50 that we threw back because they was just too small. I mean, I don't like cleaning them dang little bitty fish. And thanks, damn you. Man, them little bitty rascals, they stab you to death. I mean, they do. I mean, them. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, they go, what? Like them pins. They say, oh, I can handle that little one. No, you can't.
No, that's the worst kind. Oh, yeah.
You're not kidding. Because I tell them, I said, they're just like we are. Whenever we're young, our teeth are real sharp. Our front teeth, they're real sharp. But after years and years of use, they flatten off. So as you get older, they get duller. So them bigger catfish, them suckers, their fins are worn down. They ain't near as sharp. But you take that, little one, you take that 6 to 8 inch long one, he's going to stab you. I don't care. It doesn't matter what you do. You better grab pair of pliers or something and get him out that way, because I promise you, that one there, he's going to flip around, jump around, and fall and hit you in the top of the foot and everything else and stick you in the thumb at the same time. So, no.
That's what's bad about these little hardheads here on the coast. You know, they got that enzyme in them anyway. They burn, and them little bitty ones, they will stick you in a heartbeat.
My gosh, they're horrible.
Very nasty.
Exactly. You know, that's like that enzyme and stuff. That's just similar to that flesh-eating bacteria that I got. You know, they can carry it just by whenever you get it, when they stick you with it. But, then, you know, the same thing for anything else. You know, a crab bites you or whatever. I mean, dang, you can get it that way, too. But, yeah, it's just one of them things. And that's like today, I know we're probably going to go catch some catfish, but we may try some hybrids and some dang old crappie, too. I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing. These people, this fella's bringing his sister out, and his, I think he may be bringing his daughter or son, one of the two.
Yeah.
And they come out with me pretty regular, but I ain't seen his sister in a while. And she, every once in a while, she wants to go hybrid fishing. So we'll just see what they want to do. I'm ready for anything. That's just the way it goes every day. That's like right now, I'm sitting here trying to rig. I just got through stringing some new line on a reel, and I was just going to fix and tie me a little jig head on here and get ready to go chunk it. Some of the
rod and reel combos you got on there for all the different species you fish for all day. You got enough room for all that mess?
Yeah, that's one thing about this Pathfinder. This rascal has got, this tournament edition Pathfinder anyway. It's got rod lockers on both sides, and I can shove an 8-foot rod down each side, and I think I've got about 30 in one side and at least 30 in the other.
That's just so plumb nasty. That is sick.
Well, I know, but dang, I'm years ago I used to try to re-rig everything for everything I did, and I got fucking minute. You can't do it. You don't have enough time. Because to go from one, like crappie fishing the way I do, I typically use a bobber and a bobber stop, and then a little slip cork on it with a 1/4 ounce weight, and a barrel swivel I might use a mono leader, but I'm using typically 30-pound braid is what I use on all my rigs whenever I'm, out catfishing or crappie fishing, something like that. And even on my crappie jig, I take a lighter action rod, and then I'll take 20-pound braid and then tie a 6 to 8-pound fluorocarbon leader to it. You know, that's me being particular. You don't have to do that. You can tie it straight to the braid on a spinning reel, and it works great. But I'm just experimenting like I always do. You always know that they bite on stuff that they can't see. You know, that's just typical. Tuna are real bad about it. You know, they can see a line in the water or even a hook sticking out of a bait. So, yeah. and same way with, you know, on certain lakes, Lake Conroe's not clear enough for it, but you get on some of these clear water lakes, yeah, you better drop your line size down so them fish can't see it, or otherwise you ain't gonna catch nothing. You know, I mean, as you get up to like Mead, for example, that thing is crystal clear. I mean, good night. You can see the bottom in 60 foot of water sometimes. And it's, how are you going to catch a fish that's sitting there staring at you? You know, that's the thing. So you got to make it where he can't see you coming. And that's why you drop that line size down. And it, you know, it's amazing how this braid is, where you can, you know, you can use your braid as a backing the whole time, and then just tie you a good leader to it. And, you know, line, that's my biggest issue is knots. I can't figure out which knot I like the best. I know that it's the FJ knot. I was using it for a while. I love the way it's shaped and everything. But after you catch about a dozen fish, it unravels, and it'll come undone. So you're going to, maybe not even a dozen fish, but probably a half dozen. It'll untie itself. And then a uni to uni, a lot of times I'm having a hard time if I cinch it down too hard on the fluoro or mono, whatever I'm using. If I cinch the braid down too tight on it, it cuts it easy. So it's kind of like six in one hand, half dozen in another, and you don't know. And those are the two primary knots I've been using. And there's the Alberto knot, I just don't really know how to tie it, so I'm like, may try doing that one just to try to figure it out, you know, because it's, you know, there's several different line knots out there. And that's one thing I try to teach all these kids out here on the boat when they get out here, if they're showing the interest in fishing in general and trying to learn and everything else. The very first thing I'm going to show them is a knot. And I'm going to ask them, hey, you know how to tie a hook on a line? Well, yeah, and they'll show me a knot like they're tying their shoes and just keep doing them over and over, you know, them half hitches. And I go, you know, that thing come right out, right? And I cut all that junk off. And I'll say, now here's how you got to do it. This is how you got to do it right here. You got it. And I'm going to show them a polymer knot, because that's a real easy knot to tie. It's nothing real difficult. It's actually just like tying your dang shoes. You just double your line and, yeah, I mean, double your line, run that rabbit through the hole, and then pull the hook through that hole and cinch it down. You're good to go. You know,
you gotta flip the hook back through the loop and then cinch it down.
Yeah,
pull her on
down. Yeah, I mean,
the only thing I don't like about the polymer is you lose a lot of leader with that tag in. You know, the way you
right, tie. Right. Yeah, exactly.
But it is. It's a really good knot and easy to tie. And
oh yeah,
it's fail
safe. And you know, it really is, and it works on mono or braid. That's the key thing about it. Because if you take like that, what is that? I call it a river knot. It's a trilene knot, whatever it is. You twist it six times. You run it through the loop there. You come back.
You make the loop first, the and then clinch, you go around the base clinch. Of lines. That's an improved clinch. We used to call it, you know, just a cinch knot back in the day, and then I think Trilene took credit for that.
Yeah, and then I always called it a river knot for him.
Well, it's a great knot. I like it for lures because you have double the line and security on your eye when you tie it on there and cinch it down. Now, with bigger lines, it doesn't stay tied as good. You want it,
well,
use
see
it
that,
with lighter lines. And
right,
with braid.
With braid, it'll slip. You can pull
I've
it
never
through.
Had one slip with braid. Never have.
Mickey, I sit around the house, and I tie knots, and I hook them on the bottom of some of my boots, and I pull till either the line breaks, hook straightens, or something, and I watch that knot the whole time. And I've taken an improved clinch knot with braided line and sat there and pulled it and watched it untie.
Well, the knot I tie is probably not like that. It's, you know, the old timers call it a double barrel knot because I went through the eye twice.
That's why it's holding.
Yeah. Yeah, that one that you're talking about when you just go through once and then do your line wrapping back through the loop away from you and cinch it down. I can see that one probably pulling, probably slipping.
Yeah, that
But the one I tied does not.
Right. Now, see, I'm on the same page with you now.
Yeah.
See, I wasn't catching your double loop through the eye.
Yeah, you go through twice. Go through twice.
Yes.
And the smaller your line, the more wraps you do on the base of the line before you go back through the loop. But the thing you got to do, go back through the loop away from you and then cinch it down with your teeth and then pull. You know, pull
okay,
it down.
Okay.
Hold the tag in with your teeth.
Yeah. See, that's typically what I do. You know, it's just, you know, like I say, everybody's got different little tricks.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like that one.
They all work.
I mean,
it's just like attaching leader to mono and all that stuff.
And mono
your blood knots and, you know,
right.
Surgeon knots and all brights, all that.
Yeah, good night, but I can't figure them out. I get so confused. I get lost. I try to find the simplest ones.
Well, that's tough to do in a high wind now, especially with braid. Yeah. You're trying to tie, you know, attach that in the wind and braid. That's quite a feat.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's no doubt about that. And I'll tell you what, the thing is, figuring out the knots, and that's what, like I say, I keep telling all these kids, you know, that's the very first thing you need to learn. Because you're not going to get them in the boat if you ain't got a good knot, right? Because it's just going to come untied. I mean, and so once you get that in, and I don't know, these dang knots are so, some of them are so complex that I get lost. You know, like I tell people all the time, I got CRS pretty bad, and that, I guarantee you, that remembering some of them dang knots is like, good night, I'm just lost in the dark.
Keep it simple.
That's what I try to tell people all the time. Just keep it as simple as possible and find something that works. And that's why I've been going through these different knots, and that's why I sit around the house and I pull on them. I mean, and my wife gets the dang tired of watching me pull on them. And like you were talking about with the bigger lines, you got a 60-pound, say 60-pound big game. Oh, my gosh. There are very few knots that will hold that line. I mean, goodness. That stuff, you can sit there and just pull, and you can watch every loop you tie unravel if you tie the wrong knot in it.
That's right.
I mean, good night. It's fun to, it's fun to sit there and watch them. You know, years ago we used to get the end of the actual break versus line, you know, and all that, and have all those. I think Will actually had some of those strength testers at times.
Yeah, we play with all that up there at the schools, you know, and pull on and stuff. And that knot I tie and the polymer were the two strongest out of all the knots we tried on that machine.
Yep, and that's the thing, and that's what's the fun about that stuff. And you know, and just fishing in general is you got to learn the basics first, and we're talking about the basics right now. But then you get so involved in the basics, like, okay, now how do I make the strongest, like you just said? Those
exactly.
Two, the polymer and that one, they're the two strongest. So you got to get the best of the best, or you're going to end up being
a little old pencils I catch box. Nowadays, I can catch them with granny knot.
Ah, you rascal. I know better than that.
I got to run, man. I got to go to Matagorda next. But, hey, have a good day out there, Richard. Somebody wants to call you about coming up, man. Give them some info, buddy.
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Cadillac. I'll talk to you next week, or I may call you tomorrow, man.
It's a little slow around here.
I'll pop you again. I know you'll be
Sounds good.
All right, buddy. See you, Richard. Right. Take care. All right. Now let's go down to Matagorda, let's check in with Captain Charlie P. Charlie, what's up?
Good morning. What's happening?
Oh, man, just hanging out here at the bait shop, waiting on the wind to quit blowing. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I quit waiting on the wind to quit blowing. It's going to blow. That's all it does.
If it don't blow, we don't go.
Oh, man. There's nothing new over here, Mickey. Wind from a different direction every day. Blowing it. It didn't blow that bad yesterday morning over here.
No, y'all were calmer than we were over here. It was blowing here, and I kept looking over there. I was talking to Tommy. I'm going, man, y'all don't have any wind compared to us.
Yeah, it didn't come up till about noon. You know,
yeah.
But it blew so hard the 2 days before that, you know, it took a while for the water to clear up. get fishable, you know.
It, yeah, water's everybody so warm did, now. It stirs up real easy.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, it's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
That's warm.
Yes, sir.
But everybody's not catching them over here. You know, there was a few good catches yesterday. I'm starting to see more people at the cleaning table now, but ain't nothing easy. We're all just grinding. That's all we're doing. Got two tournaments over here today.
Oh, boy.
So it'll be a zoo.
Yeah.
So nothing new. Same old stuff going on. Tell you what I wanted to ask you. There's a seagull. There's seagulls. You know, there's a new type of tern I just started seeing about 5 or 6 years ago. It's black with gray wings. Small,
that's a mackerel bird. Mackerel bird.
Mackerel.
Yeah, when they show up, it's time.
They're getting more plentiful, too.
They really are. I saw a couple of weeks ago, I saw several already showing up, and I said, they're right on time, man. Fish are coming with them. Usually when you start seeing them mackerel birds coming in, it's the tide runners are moving in, too.
Well, I don't remember seeing those birds back in the old days.
No, they, you know, you'd see them a little bit. I used to see a few in East Bay and maybe a couple in Trinity, but now they're making a comeback kind of like the brown pelican did.
Yeah. Well, they'll get on them fish.
Yeah, they will. Heck no. Yeah. Then them old nasty seagulls come in and take their school away from them.
Well, there was groups of 50 to 100 working yesterday, and they weren't letting those other birds come in.
Boy, you do have dominate. A bunch of them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I noticed when I went down West Wayton Tuesday that I saw quite a few of them down there, too.
Out
anyway,
all the fish finders, I think that big greater tern, you know, with the big black eyebrows and the yellow beak, not the little lyre birds, the lesser terns, but the bigger tern, that is the fish hawk of the bay right there. They'll find fish way before anything else will.
Yeah, just you see them there sitting up high, circling up high, watching them fish. You better line yourself upright because it's getting ready to happen.
Yes, sir. Man, I can see a shrimp jump 5 miles away.
I'm telling you. But I just never noticed those little black ones years ago.
And there's probably a scientific term or a better name for it, but we've just always called them mackerel birds. Because you'd always see them offshore a lot working Spanish mackerel, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And when they start coming inshore, there's a... you know, that means the migration zone. Them offshore fish are pulling in. They're coming in.
Bring them on. We'll take them.
Yeah, we need another shot in the arm. We're getting them pretty good here. You know, the incoming fish, we're getting a pretty good influx of tide runners. It's sure up in the game for everybody down south of me, West Bay and East Bay and down around the passes and stuff. It sure is making a difference.
Yeah, all that helps, you know. There for a while, this was a redfish city around here, and now the redfish are kind of thinned out. Still seeing a lot of drum, but I'm not seeing as many redfish as we had, you know, which is typical. Last year at this time, we had a hard time catching redfish, period. But for the past, since that freeze, man, they have been plentiful. They were wearing them out.
Well, I'm longing to see those big herds of drum like we used to get back in the day. That's when, man, when your bay's at its peak, it's really healthy.
Yeah.
Acres and acres of them big bull drum. We just don't see them like that anymore. Swimming on top, mud boiling.
I very seldom see mud balls anymore like we used to.
I know, because we just don't have them big herds of drum like we used to. Man, they could tear up a whole end of a bay. I remember they used to muddy the entire Anahuac and Jack's Pocket up every afternoon. They'd just destroy it.
Yeah. I never realized how many oysters that they ate a day.
Oh, they do. They're tough on the oyster beds. Maybe that's the reason, because we don't have as much oyster habitat as we used to.
Could be.
Who knows, man?
Just a different world now, man.
That's it. We don't raise them. We catch them.
That's it.
Are you fishing today, too?
Yeah, I've got a fish today, and then I don't have anything for a couple of days. And get back at it Wednesday, and whether there's a 100% chance of rain Wednesday.
Yeah, next week's kind of looking like a washout, man.
Every week's been a washout. What are you talking about?
Had either wind out or a washout. Bring it.
Come on with it. That's it. I think I've changed those guys. I've made them change their date 3 times already Wednesday.
And that's
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. All we can do is keep plugging away. Got to get better.
Oh, well, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, Charlie, hang in there, man. It'll turn around once this wind lays and spreads everybody out and let you go try new, better things. You know, get some more patterns going. Multiple schools working. Be more consistent.
We'll figure it out.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
figure
we
it
always
out.
Do.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and hook up with you. Give them a number, Charlie.
713-725-2401.
All right, man. Well, have a good weekend, Charlie. Watch them tournament boats.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, bud. Later. All right, that's Captain Charlie P. It's already time for the top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
The Texans' expectations are low this season, but the early part of the schedule does look promising.
Two of their more winnable games are in the first 3 weeks.
It's a trio of Jags, Browns, then Panthers.
They're facing teams that either have young quarterbacks or questionable quarterbacks.
Hey, we'll take all the help we can get.
The first month, a little easier, actually a lot easier than last year's first month of the season.
Insider access.
It's almost too easy.
Sports Radio 610. The Texans play here.
For all my fellow men over the age of 30, have you found yourself in a slump? Have you found yourself feeling like a different guy than you used to be? Might be poor concentration, low energy, low sex drive. All of these things can be symptoms of low testosterone. It doesn't have to be that way. Go to TitanTCenter.com, set an appointment, get your testosterone levels checked. Testosterone replacement can make a huge difference. Trust me, it does. Go to TitanTCenter.com. Look, if you got squeaky brakes, it's because you probably need new brake pads, but you don't want to go to a brake shop. I get it. Go to NewBrakes.com. That's NUBrakes.com because they send a certified technician to your home, to your office, wherever you are, and they fix your car on the spot. NewBrakes.com. That's NUBrakes.com. You can go check out their hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews. Check it out online at NewBrakes.com. That's NUBrakes.com. You get your quote. You get your brakes fixed. You're going to get a 10% discount when you tell them Seth Payne from Sports Radio 610 sent you. NewBrakes. That's NUBrakes.com.
Clint Sterner here with a special message from my friends over at D&M Auto Leasing. Look, y'all been listening to us talk about D&M Auto Leasing for over 20 years. Heck, we consider them part of our family here at Sports Radio 610. Have you ever thought, maybe, just maybe, now's the time to finally pick up the phone and call our friends at D&M? Well, if you haven't, now's the time. Don't wait. Call D&M today. Ask them about their easy lease process. Check this out. In the last 12 months, D&M has had more first-time lease customers than any other time in their history. That tells us, and it tells you, leasing is a great option to consider with terms that match the way you drive. So pick up the phone and call our friends and ask what this easy lease is all about. One thing I can tell you is you get no payments for 90 days. That's a hell of a start. They can also help you with your business or personal needs. With new car prices rising over 40% in the last 10 years, a D&M lease provides you with payments up to 50% lower than traditional finance companies. Now is the time to finally pick up that phone and call D&M Auto Leasing, 713-290-1000, or check them out online at dmautoleasing.com.
If you've been thinking a lot more about hurricane impact windows and whether your house needs them over these past couple of months, then Allstate Windows and Siding is here for you the same way they've been here for Houstonians for 4 generations. It's a family-owned business that only uses windows manufactured right here in Texas. They're built for the Texas tough weather, the rain, the wind, the hail. It's all covered. And when you get well-insulated hurricane impact windows from Allstate Windows and Siding, you could save up to 40% on your energy bill. They've extended their summer specials, so you can get no interest for 2 years on any siding or windows, 30% off of all windows up front, and $2,500 off
all full siding jobs. They can do home or virtual appointments. So call them today to get your free consultation, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. Or check them out online for your hurricane impact windows at allstatewindowsandsiding.com. That's allstatewindowsandsiding.com, and tell them Seth Payne sent you.
Hello, I'm Gary Horn with Horn Solutions. We agree with energy analysts that the energy market has stabilized. We anticipate significant merger and acquisition activity. Good resources are scarce. Horn Solutions is positioned to assist you in accounting, finance, IT, and supply chain. Our staff can assist you with outsourcing, or we can supply you with resources to join your staff. Visit hornsolutions.net for details.
John Lopez for the CCA Texas Star Tournament, and there simply never has been a better time to sign up and take part in this tournament than right now. We all know what happened in February of 2021. The freeze devastated big parts of the Texas Gulf Coast fishery. So do your part, and more than ever, your registration with the CCA Texas Star Tournament this summer is going to do the kinds of things that keeps our ecosystem and fishery hopping for our kids and...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.